Amen. Good evening. We're only going to spend about 2 minutes, but in Yonah Diyoma, we're learning about tzitzis in the parashah, so let's talk about the mitzvah of tzitzis for just one moment. I'll invite you into my shiur room in the ninth grade in the Skokie Yeshiva. We're learning Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Simon Tes, Hilchos Tzitzis. And so in advance of the learning the halakha, of learning halakha beis, I asked my Talmidim, why do we put on talis before tefillin? And the answer that I expect to hear is that Tadav Sheinu Tadav Tadav Kodim. Why do we put on our talis before tefillin? Because we put on our talis 7 days a week, and we put on our tefillin only 6 days a week. And that which is more common, we do first. Same thing applies if we're reading Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah. What comes first? Rosh Chodesh comes up more frequently, and so on and so forth. Tadir Vishenu Tadir Tadir Kodem, the more common goes first, is a din that we see throughout Halakha. However, my Talmidim didn't answer the correct answer. They didn't tell me what I was expecting. They said, Malim Bakodesh Vein Moridin, that we go up in holiness and not down in holiness. And I told them that was a very good try, but you're incorrect. To which they responded, no, Rebbe, you are incorrect. And they say in education, it's important to say, I don't know, or say it wrong. In this case was not an I don't know, this was a, I think that you are incorrect, tell me them. And they proved me wrong, because although the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, this wasn't Hilchos Tzitzis, it was Hilchos Tefillin. Although the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch tells us it's because of Tadir V'Sheino Tadir, sure enough, the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Chaf Hei, at the very beginning, tells us, Acher Shalavash Talis Mitzuyatz Yaniach Tefillin. After you put on your talis, you should put on your tefillin. Why? Shemalim Bakodesh, because we're supposed to go up in holiness. And the tefillin surely have more holiness than the tzitzis. Tefillin have a ksav, it's a stam, it's got a holier level than that of the tzitzis. Now, an interesting takeaway from this halakha, after I looked into it, a shita that my Rebbe Rav Nevinzel has, is many of us, most of us, probably, put our talis on top of our tefillin in the tefillin bag, because we want to make sure that we take our talis before taking our tefillin. If we grab the tefillin first, then it's an issue. We'll have to put it on, but because of Tadir and because of Malam HaKodesh, we want to put on our talis and then our tefillin. However, if the talis does not have as high of a level of sanctity as the tefillin, then why am I putting my talis on top of tefillin? Isn't that a bizarre? Isn't that a disgrace to the holiness of my tefillin? So Rav Nevinzel has a chat. Now, admittedly, Rav Nevinzel's tefillin are quite small. The old city of Yerushalayim, then there's a minog there, there's a halakha there, not halakha. There's a minog where people will wear the tefillin a lot of the day, and frequently, if you're wearing your tefillin all day, you're not going to wear the big boxes that we have. You're going to wear the smaller ones that are a little bit more comfortable on your forehead and arm. And so Rav Nevinzel's tefillin are admittedly much smaller than most of ours that we wore this morning. But Rav Nevinzel takes his tefillin and does not put it under his talus. Instead, he puts his talus down and puts the tefillin on top in the back of his talus. So when he reaches into his talus bag, he can pull out the talus without coming in contact with the tefillin. But he is not impinging upon the kedusha of the tefillin, where there's still an element of Malim Bakodesh, Vein Moridin, because the tefillin are in fact on top. Kaddish.